Welcome to another episode of Rolling Imperfection, the podcast for players and game masters to design perfect characters through imperfection. We cover all forms of game design, from interesting and engaging backstory creation to campaign and NPC development. Enjoy, remember to play what you love, and may your characters do something epic. Welcome back to Rolling Imperfection, the podcast for players and GMs for story-driven campaigns. I'm Steve.
And I'm Kevin. Happy New Year, everybody! Woo!
Woo! We did it. The ball dropped. Or
we did it. We totally make it. Made it?
Are we doing the dark timeline now? We made it?
Starting off the... Look, all right. 2023 is going to be exactly as scuffed as 2022.
Well, yeah. I think a scuff is here to stay.
Yeah. That's why our listeners tune in.
Just continue to say it's scuffed, and people will be like, no, it was perfectly fine. I couldn't think of any critiques. Or it'd be like, no, it was scuffed.
It was scuffed. It was definitely scuffed.
Always scuffed.
True. I don't know if you'll be able to hear that on the record. That's Misty meowing at me.
Meow.
Yeah.
That was
She's mad because I've been busy all day. anyway.
Cats are always sad when they don't get attention. Only when they want the attention, though, but yeah.
True. Yeah. So what's our topic for today, Steve?
New Year stuff. We already did what did we do last year? It was our New Year's resolutions for RPGs.
Yes, I think. Which I'm sure we followed through on.
I don't remember what was said, but I have doubts.
you press an X there, my friend?
I'm pressing an X, at least to myself. I don't remember what you said, but I can only imagine mine was just like, yeah, to run lots more of my game, and it's like, there was some running of it. Some.
Games were run.
Games were run, yeah. It happened. It's like, oh yeah, I'm going to exercise for New Year's, and then you're just like, all right, let's get started, and then 2 weeks later, you're like, I'm done.
Yeah, let's passive voice as much as possible here, right? God, I'm out. Hey, Misty, seriously, I'm trying to record a podcast here. Admittedly, this I think is the first legit Misty option we've had. Steve, what is our topic today? We totally didn't record another section in between there that got cut out.
I don't know. It depends on how much you wanted to not cut out or the thing we totally didn't say.
Good luck, future Steve.
You will need it. So our episode today is a just chatting talk on the stuff we're looking forward to with RPGs or RPG related things.
Yes.
Okay. I think we were originally discussing like things that we wanted to do in terms of like settings or campaigns or something like that, or were you thinking something different?
No, that is what I was thinking.
Oh, okay, cool. Just wanted to make sure I'm on the same page.
I think we are. I don't imagine what... I mean, I guess we could, like... I don't know. I don't think we're looking forward to one D&D, but...
I mean, it isn't... I didn't really, like, look at it that hard, but it didn't look all that different to me. Like...
Okay, I just don't... I don't see the point. I guess is my problem. So...
I mean, would it be too political of me to talk about wizards and them, you know, like, being very stringent on... You know, releasing
very
stuff
bad.
Like, huh?
Very bad.
Very bad. Yeah. I mean, they like re-releasing stuff and trying to get more money. Been doing it with Magic the Gathering, and it's really pissed me off. But
I mean, they've done some of it with D&D, right? Wasn't that the entire compendium thing?
I guess that's true. I don't know. I feel like AD&D, where they're just like, oh, this thing that was normally like something you would take anyway, it's now a part of the background that you would normally already take. Okay. Why? I don't know. I haven't looked at it. To be fair, I haven't looked at it since like they first came out with it. And I just was just like, there's not much here that's like really changed. It's mostly just like fifth edition, and anything you use in fifth edition, you can just use with it. So I was like,
yeah,
okay,
that was my kind of big problem.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I didn't feel like a
this
new
was supposed
version.
To be what we're excited about though. I think, but I that's my fault. I don't know. Did you want to just complain a little bit?
I mean, that was like most of my complaint is just that it's like, I mean, unless you want to have me go on like a 30-minute rant on Magic the Gathering. But I will refrain. Maybe, I don't think it needs to be another, done.
Maybe a different just chatting.
Yeah, maybe that's a side one.
We could do that. Future. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's a great record. This is going well.
Well, I guess we're supposed to talk about, you know, the stuff that we're looking forward to, like, running or playing in.
Yes.
I feel like we've already talked about it before, but we're really looking forward to Trong's game. Trong's game would be great.
Oh, man, I didn't know we were gonna actually, like, yes, we are looking forward to Trong's game. Trong.
I mean, we can look forward to other people's games. I mean, I have some stuff I would like to talk about as well, on stuff that I would like to run, but...
I think in order to make this, like, interesting to the listener, it's, like, why we're excited, you know?
Yeah, I guess that's true. I mean...
So, I don't know about you, but I am excited because I don't often get to play in games, and I feel like this will be the smallest game I've played in since ever? I don't think I've ever actually played in a 4-person campaign, and I'm really excited... Because I know how they, like, I've experienced it from the other side of the table. Like, they move really well.
Oh, yeah. And
it's just a lot tighter knit. Even with, like, that fourth person, like, you wouldn't believe how much an extra person just adds to the complexity. And I know, Steve, you run a game with, like, a billion people, and you run a game with, like, slightly less, but both your games are large. So,
well, it was originally supposed to be a 3-player game, and then someone's just like, oh yeah, hey, blah blah blah, and they're like, I need to play this, and I was like, okay, and then another player joined
yeah
after that. So yeah,
that's why I think sizes of games are something worth thinking about.
We have an episode on that somewhere.
We do. We have number of players in games. And I think we both were like 3 or 4, maybe yeah. 5, but
yeah, I mean, you can do more and there's nothing wrong with it. Like short discussion. Yeah. We're not going to talk about the entire episode in this one, but
no,
yeah, it's fine to do more than that. It's just like flow is just better with like 3 or 4. Then less is, I mean, it's fine. I've run single player campaigns before, so like that doesn't bother me, but I just feel like there's more development when you have like around 3 or 4 players.
Yeah, if you have 3 really active players, it's a challenge, but it's a lot of fun. And I don't mean to dominate, but I'm also looking forward to my next 3-player game, which is my Viking game that you've heard about if you listen to this podcast at all. I am actually doing like, I'm doing like research and like a bunch of other stuff. I'm actually, I don't know, like our Kids on Bikes game is continuing this year. That's right, we're supposed to pretend like we're actually recording this. We're recording this 100% in January, right?
Yeah. Yeah, totally, yeah.
But the planning I did for that is more than I've done in a while. And I feel like Viking game's kind of similar. And I feel like I'm getting really good reactions to Kids on Bikes. So yeah, my planning has kind of extended and has honestly kind of pushed back like the start date, but that's okay. Well, it may not be okay for Steve. I don't know how Steve feels, but it's okay for me.
I mean, it's fine. I can wait. But especially since like at least we're doing a game that is enjoyable, so it's not like, you know, like we're dragging our feet on like one of GMX's games or something like that in the meantime, and it's like I'd really just rather play something else, you know? Like true. That's not an issue. So,
we're going to talk about GMX next episode.
Yep.
But yeah, what on your side? I've dominated a little bit. What are you looking forward to, Steve?
I mean, I am looking forward to Viking game. There's it's like one of the phone games that I play, actually like literally the only phone game I play, does a lot of like music and stuff, and that's a game called Arc Knights, and they have like this like really cool theme that I kind of want to like present to you at some point when we get a little bit closer to Viking game. I feel that it's really cool. It's not really a Viking song, but it's more of like a sailor or piratey song, but it's got like a dark tone to it. And that's just like the vibes I've been getting from the little bit that I know about your game that's coming up. That's like gotten me excited. Like, I kind of want to share this, like when we get closer to it. There's no sense on driving hype right now.
True. True.
But
that is the danger of doing this episode. we accidentally get hyped for stuff that's, you know.
Yeah.
A little bit off.
Yeah. On the same vein though, something that I've been like mulling around in my head is like the idea of doing a game that's like Arknights, just because I think it's like a really interesting setting. But I would probably honestly do it with like a small group of like three, to be honest. Mm.
Would you use D&D or what?
That's what I'm not sure on. I might try and like use your system and then just like modify like the stuff that you normally do for like genetic type stuff a little bit.
Okay.
But it would probably be like a hack of some other system because the setting's like really strange. Essentially, you have like these like stones that can be used as like magic catalysts, like casting spells and stuff like that, but they also are also they are infectious, and they can actually like cause a disease that like grows inside of you, and then eventually as you use magic powers that you get innately now that they're growing inside you without a catalyst, they start overcoming you and eventually turn you into a giant crystal and like burst out of you like from the inside out, like a chest burster, but all over. So fun times, but
yeah, I feel like it's always interesting and kind of dangerous when you have like a balance where you have, you can do this cool thing, but it also like damages you.
Yeah.
And I think making that real, it'd be like the most difficult thing. 'Cause I've thought about stuff like that where you have consequences and there's always just like the story version of that, but what you don't want it to do is just devolve into the Spawn style of consequences, where it's just like Spawn has 316 power points left. Who knows what will happen when he gets to the end of his cool Spawn power points? And it's like, well, he's gonna get more. Like, you don't want it to just be like a meter. You want it to have like other stuff going on. You want it to be consequential in the story.
Yeah, that's something that I was trying to like figure out in my head. Because like on one hand, I like the idea of essentially being like a giant MP pool that just doesn't regenerate and it degenerates slowly. And then you just have to decide like how crazy you want to get, essentially. But then like there's just the draw of like, I have all this like power, I'll just use all of it.
Or
and then a character dies.
Or the I have elixirs in Final Fantasy and I don't want to use them.
Yeah.
I hoard them all to the last boss.
Yeah. The thing in Arknights though is that it's not like placed in the setting, if I keep it the way it is in the game, is that it's not curable at all. They just can slow it down. So it's like a time bomb that's eventually gonna go up. You're going to die. It's just like, what do you want to do in the meantime with what little like energy you have left, kind of. So, but I don't know if I want to do that, because like I said, that's difficult to manage, like how I'm going to do that. So that requires a lot of thinking on my part, but it's something that like I've wanted to do, but I honestly need to get my other games in a better state first. It would be easier to run with a smaller group. So that's why I'm like considering it.
Yeah. I mean, you could do something interesting with like fatalism. Like you had a fatalistic character. Like, I'd almost prep, like, two characters.
Yeah, for something like that,
and have them related, and then plan on one just going out, like, doing some cool stuff and going out and being very fatalistic. But that's just me. I mean, that's, oh, man. When you know a character is going to have just, like, a really tragic end, regardless of what happens... It definitely puts players into mindsets. So yeah, that is something to be careful. Maybe that's something we should do, like a mindset, like how your prompt can affect a player's mindset.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we could do that. Because I feel like to talk on that briefly, it's like something that like I've dealt with is having, you know, like you say something and then I interpret it a certain way in my head, and that may or not be, you know, what's actually happening. So
that's why I like media where I can go, okay, no, like tonally more like this, unfortunately, it has to be like usually relatively short and visual. So I have to find like a movie or a section of a television show to really get it. Otherwise, it kind of like fractures. Like Nick was mentioning how he was kind of confused about your game when it got more cyberpunky. And I was trying to explain to him, like, well, that's like kind of a consequence of just like doing like a very
sci-fi setting.
Yeah, like a sci-fi universe setting where places have developed differently. I think the only weird thing is that it's travels really relatively easy in your world.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. And that can definitely affect stuff. How close things are or feel. I mean, we just did a couple episodes on timing recently. So, yeah. But yeah, that sounds like it could be cool. Now you've made me go like, shit, I need to, you know, fucking work on my fucking system.
I mean, you don't have to work on it too much, because I feel like every time you do come out with like another game that utilizes it, it's fairly different. I mean, it's the same. It's like D&D, like different versions of D&D. It's like, oh, you're still rolling a D20 and you still have like the similar type of things, but it's like it's still like a different functioning system. So you have like it's on you. Actually, I feel like yours is more unique than between versions of D&D, to be honest. Just because of like the theme you usually adapt them to.
Yeah, I mean, I do tend to have like very, because I like, okay, so talking on that, the reason why they're different is partially correct. You're correct. It's because I'm like, oh no, like this one I'm meaning to do like one of my 19th century game, one of my Victorian era games.
Yeah.
And so I have a very different approach to that versus like Sad Star when I do that, when I do my sci-fi galaxy spanning game. And they're the same thing, but they're slightly different flavors, and I add slightly different emphasis to them. And I feel like the next one that I've been putting together that I don't think I've talked about on the podcast, but I'm actually looking kind of wider, because I really do, speaking of things that we're looking forward to, I really do want to restart Land Noir, but I also want to continue Sad Star. So the system, especially since this podcast has also given me like a ton of things to talk about. And I don't think I've actually talked about my system for like a long time. Like it's been many episodes since I talked about my homebrew system. And I just think it's making it malleable, but also making it like really effective, really, really something you can really like put some thought into, but it's not so much rules that it kills the system. That's like my goal.
Okay. So, yeah.
Yeah. So options, but not so many options that it causes choice paralysis and uniqueness, but not like unfairness. That these are, that's a nightmare. So,
yeah, I was gonna say like that's like one of the issues with Burning Wheel is there's just so many things in it, and a lot of them are just like, I don't even know what the heck this does. It just has a name, and it's like that's all it is. It's just a name. It's like, oh, why is this even a choice? Like, I don't get it. Yeah,
we'll probably have more stuff to say. Well, actually, we might have stuff to say on that. We might have had stuff to say on that.
In the past?
You know what? I'm going to stop. Yeah.
In the past future?
the days of future past.
The days of future past. There we go.
We've totally recorded our Christmas episode. P.S. We've done 100% on that. Don't worry about it. It went great. You guys loved it. Huh?
Oh, yep. Very happy with my gifts that I can't name, but they were great.
Yeah, true.
Yep.
Facts.
Probably socks.
hey.
Socks are great. Look, I'm not dissing socks. I'm just saying.
We are adults. Socks are one of the greatest gifts ever.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but yeah.
I'm like, oh, you got me something practical. Holy shit. That's touching. You care about my well-being. I don't know how young our audience skews, but yeah, that's what happens when you get old. I mean, admittedly, you also like just buy shit you want, which is, you know, fine, but
yeah.
Well, anything else? Any?
I mean, that's like mostly like all I've had like on my mind. I mean, I've been trying to like develop stuff for my Crimson Knight game, that I do want to get started again. I haven't been trying to push it this month. I should probably get back to writing it this month while I don't have to worry about starting it because I just know that there's no availability. And
yeah,
it'll probably be like end of January, maybe early February before we start it. But
yeah, the Christmas and New Year's being on weekends this year, it's like those are holidays we normally get off. Why are you putting it on the weekend? That just sucks for everyone.
Oh yeah,
stupid time. But yeah, it's fine. I'm hoping to sneak some stuff in. We'll see how drunk Monster is for our actual New Year's. We're hopefully playing on New Year's. So
you mean hungover?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it honestly could be either.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I could write that in. I could write that into the actual setting. But yeah, I don't know. I suppose I do have one last thing that I personally am looking forward to, and I'm really mad that I didn't get to in 2022. So Marvel came out with a new like role-playing system, and I've had like the test rule book for forever, and I've been like, I should really play that. And I have like a mostly planned Marvel game that I just have not been able to like slot into anything because it's just been like, it's a game I want to play in person. It's a game I kind of want to use miniatures for, and they're miniatures that I don't have yet, so.
Ah, well, you know two people that have 3D printers. I have no idea how to use mine, though.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I'm going to be like, hey, Nick, can you print me some Marvel figures? And then he's just going to bring, like, busty goblins to the game, and I'm going to be like, thanks, Nick. This is exactly what I requested.
Green Goblin, right? Close enough.
I mean, okay, they did do Red Goblin. It's okay, no, I'm not gonna. Everyone's like, wait, is he gonna actually talk Marvel with us? No, not right. No. Not right now. But I do like, I don't know. I think that's fine. Technically, with I'm also waiting for like another book that I kinda wanna use for the Viking game. So.
Oh, okay. Say I still have to read the comics for that.
For Viking game. Yeah.
Yeah, for Viking game, yeah. I'll do that once we get a little bit closer to actually running it.
Yeah, yeah. I'll have to put a date on that. Like I said, I'm hoping that's gonna be one of our like sneaky Thursday games or some shit. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause that would be ideal. To run more than one game per week. So
yeah, it frees up a lot of availability for a variety of GMs.
100%.
Yeah.
Especially if you're a GM like I am, who has like too many ideas, and honestly, like even just talking over this stuff that I want to run, and like the Marvel game's like a one shot or two shot. I managed to do a one shot for my first Marvel game, and I'm very proud of that. And I really want to do another one, but it's just like, oh man, I don't know. I'm also not a short game runner, so that's something to think about and work on. I know Trong. As we ended our last game of 2022 of Kids on Bikes, was like, told you it's going to run into next year. I was like, shut up, Trong. You're right, but shut up. Don't need this shit. So, yeah. Anything else?
I don't think so. I mean, like, I have that, I can't remember what it's called now, but it's an aliens themed.
Oh, yeah.
RPG. I haven't really
looked
at it yet.
You should plan a one-shot for that.
Yeah, I could probably do a one shot of that or something like that. Just to have like variety.
Yeah, the great thing about one shots. Ooh, we should have an episode on one shots. half this episode is me just going, ooh, we should do an episode on that. We should do an episode.
Yeah, it's not a just chatting episode. It's actually just a planning episode.
True.
And, we're just having a conversation. You just happen to be here listening to it.
Yeah, thanks, listener. We hope this helps spark ideas in you. The great thing about one shots is that I think of them. And this started with me and Mouse Guard, which is another thing I need to have another episode of.
Oh, yeah.
Where I have one shots, essentially, but occasionally I'll just have recurring characters and I'll have recurring themes. And I'm the type of person to like tie stuff together. So I'll have like a one shot, but I'll already be thinking of like what I'm going to do for the next one and kind of thinking about how I want things to go. So I think planning one shots is really, really cool because you could just, they're essentially just an episode with no promise of a follow up. And then your players are really happy when you do, like they get a follow up and they get like little tidbits and it's like, you know, it's a couple months later, especially if people had a good time. So
true.
That's how I think of one shots.
You want to hear something? Well, I know you know what I'm talking about, but we don't really talk very fondly of GMX, but one game I enjoyed he did was a one shot.
His zombie one shot.
People to zombie apocalypse. Yeah.
His best game. We should talk about that too.
I think we have at least briefly. I mean, it was one episode. So, I mean, there's not a whole lot that went on in that, but you know what else I'm looking forward to though?
What are you looking forward to?
Nick's school game.
Dude.
Someday.
Dude. Okay. Hang on. A, now this episode's getting sent to Nick, and like Nick doesn't normally listen to these, but he's going to listen to this. We're going to be like, you're listening to the end. I'm also, we just helped the commie move to a new place, and I'm hoping that we get Burning Sands back. That is, 100% as far as games that are dangled in front of us and we've made characters for that we really, really love. Fuck, man. Like, I want to play in some other people's games where I'm like really excited. So
yeah,
bring back what we love. I feel like I could have a couple people like staring at me and be like, yeah, Kevin, bring back what we love. And I'll be like, shit, I do need to restart Sad Star.
I mean, we're like waiting on people sort of for that kind of.
Yeah.
So
fun scheduling the bane of everyone's existence.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I think that's all I got.
That's all we got. All right. Well, thank you for joining us on our basically our planning episode. And be sure to play what you love. And of course, until next time, may your characters do something epic in something you're looking forward to, you know?
Yeah. Gotta have hopes and dreams, and then your GM can shatter them. I can speak.
True. And once again, we hope you have a great 2023, and we wish you a very happy new year.
Happy new year. My new year's resolution is to be able to speak clearly in my own podcast.
Well, New Year's resolutions are meant to be broken.
Oh, rude.
I was about to say, well, that ended pleasantly. And then I had to ruin it, man.
Yeah, you had to ruin it.
Garbage. I'm taking that cake that says at least you tried and putting it in the trash.
Thank you for listening. If you have any comments, questions, interjections, queries, notes, formal challenges, or suppositions, please email us at roimperfection@gmail.com. That's roimperfection@gmail.com. Or follow us on Twitter at roimperfection or Instagram search roimperfection. You can also visit our website at roimperfection.com. If you enjoyed our work, leave us a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts. Have a great week, everybody.